Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented as always by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. They have locations in Alexandria and Ashburn, Virginia, now open, and they are taking appointments. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, December 4th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
I think it might be time to play the music.
I think you have to.
It's been
and
a
Jason
while.
Bishop.
This will be a fun show.
This will be a real fun show.
I didn't think it was
possible. Tuesday.
I didn't think it was possible to have a start like you did and then have a collapse like you did the year that Zorn started off 6-2 and then ended up 8-8. But they'd be lucky to get to 8-8 now.
Well, time being, I shall require only women and children.
Why would you be so naive to think that it couldn't just fall apart and collapse?
Well, you're right. I shouldn't have thought that way.
What are you doing?
And I picked against the Redskins last night.
It doesn't happen to most teams, but it happens to this team all the time.
The odds are when you start off 5-2 that you're a playoff team.
Yeah.
And for this particular team, there was a point in the season, and it was when they were 5-2. Where I actually had bought into the defense being much improved.
Right.
So we can talk about the quarterback, and we have to talk about the quarterback. We can talk about a myriad of issues this team has. But what happened to that defense? The reason why I didn't think they were going to collapse was into the Alabama wall.
Mm-hmm.
I bought into the defense, which at one point we were looking at the rankings, and they were top five in so many categories. They were number one, number two in multiple categories. And
the
in the last
is,
five
last thing
games,
is they've been healthy, too.
In
that's
the last
thing.
Five games, they've
the
given up
part.
491, 501, 320, 404, and 436. I did the math on this. They've been giving up 430.4 yards per game. Do you know what that would put them in the league?
28th.
31st, with only one team worse than that.
Now, that goes. You realize it goes hand-in-hand with them having a subpar offense, that the defense is out there a lot longer than they have to be. They're getting pushed to the brink every single game. Now, I'm not making excuses for them.
They were
out there
for 40 minutes.
I'm just telling you.
That's their own fault.
But you know what? The first drive should have told you how the game was going to go.
Right.
I'm going to go right down the field.
Yeah.
And last night was the type of game where the defense has to step up because you knew the offense was going to struggle with the third-string quarterback.
And Swearinger said that on Grand Danny a couple weeks ago. He said, if we don't make the playoffs, it's on the defense. Because we know we have a backup quarterback in there, and that was with Colt McCoy, not with Mark Sanchez.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of hearing DJ Swearinger, though. I don't need to hear him anymore.
I understand, and I generally agree with you, but he's on point.
He's a big talker.
The defense has completely fallen apart, and they gave up 28 points with Carson Wentz throwing an interception, not just in the red zone, inside the five.
And the fourth and one. Yep.
And stuffing the running back. Great play by Zach Brown. So, I mean, easily the Eagles could have been over 30.
Yeah, could have been 38 points.
Well, I mean, they're going to make a couple plays.
Yeah, exactly.
2018 is shaping up to be a disaster for the Redskins. And like I said before the show, now you embrace the tank. Now the only thing you do
don't have to tank.
Well,
improve your draft.
You
go out and try your best. You've got Mark Sanchez as a quarterback.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
They're not going to win games.
Probably not. Not with a third-string quarterback. By the way, here's your list of third-string quarterbacks presently in the NFL. Derek Anderson, David Fales, RG3, Drew Stanton, Rudolph Mason, Joe Webb, Mike White, Kyle LaLetta, Nate Sudfeld, Tyler Bray, Tim Boyle, and Kyle Slaughter. 17 teams don't even have a third-string quarterback. Yeah. They're just like, you know what? We're not even going to waste that roster spot because we know it's pretty much useless.
And they got to sign a fourth-string quarterback.
Now they have to go dip into the free agent pool and find a guy that's walking on the street.
Yeah.
You're saying embrace the tank. I just put a poll up at Junks Radio if you want to vote. Mark Sanchez right now is going to start four games.
Right.
If he remains healthy, four games down the stretch. How many wins do you give the Redskins in those four? Right now, 72% say zippy.
They'll get more than zippy.
They'll win a couple.
Somehow they'll get one. They'll wrangle one or two wins out of it, maybe.
I actually voted on one.
Maybe.
But, I mean, they've won one out of their last five.
I think they can beat the Giants. I think they can beat the Jags. I think it could beat them all if they played well, but I don't know. You can't explain the defense.
If the Jags have any sort of defensive performance like they did against the Colts, they're not beating them on the road.
Well, sure, because they don't score any points. So,
yeah, the Jags are going to be tough.
Neither we're not going to get shut out.
I think Barkley's going to tear their ass up next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Why wouldn't he? Everybody in the last five games has been able to run effectively against the Redskins.
So I'll give him one win. Doesn't matter. You're not going to playoffs.
Right.
Doesn't matter if I get one or two. It's not going to be enough.
But my point is, it's not about tanking. Like, to me, when you use the word tanking, it's like you're trying to lose. Yeah. The Redskins could try to win, and at best, they'll, steal a game.
Well, it's frustrating because I'm the only Skins fan in here, so this is, it's just hard.
Oh, it's
going to
be
fun. I'm kind of speechless. I don't really know what to say. They're pretty bad.
And it's sad for Colt McCoy. We should say it's really sad that a guy, I don't think any of us thought he's a future starter in the league, but I'm sure Colt, who's been waiting patiently,
tragedy what happened to him.
Has this opportunity and in his head thinks, I can make the most of this opportunity and run with this and prove that I'm a capable starter in the league, and he doesn't even get the opportunity.
I mean, what are the odds your top two quarterbacks break their leg?
In the span of like 3 weeks?
It's got to be one in a billion.
It's a terp.
I saw him walking off the field, and I was like, maybe he tweaked his ankle Did it happen when the lineman fell on his leg?
It was on the third down play when he should have thrown it out of bounds.
He rolled out.
Yeah, but his leg hit the defender's leg.
Oh,
that's what happened.
Got it.
Yeah.
The turf got him first. He was starting to stumble because of the turf, and then his leg whipped, and he broke it. He played two more plays.
Yeah,
tough. Yeah. Well, you could see it just as time went, it just got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Adrenaline got him the first couple, but. Anyway, I don't know. It's very difficult. I'm the only Skins fan in here, so I'm the only one that really is passionate about the team. It's really hard.
AWOD loves the Skins.
Yeah, he's
I don't even know where he is.
He doesn't even show up till 6:30.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard to do shows like this. We've been doing them for 25 years, and it's just frustrating. I thought they tried hard, but they're just not good enough.
Mm-mm.
And no team collapses like my team collapses, and they do it year after year after year.
And by the way, the optics on Sunday at FedEx – expect 40,000 Giants fans. Even though the Giants season is atrocious as well, I would guess it's going to be half filled with Giants fans.
Rick Snyder said he talked to Giants fans, and they've already given up, so they're not going to go. Skins fans aren't going to go.
It's just going to be empty?
It might be 15,000 people there.
It's crazy, though. They start off the season 5-2, and now they're 6-6. And the Giants started off horrifically. And yet, I could see a scenario where down the stretch, if the Giants just get a couple wins, where the Redskins finish dead last in the division.
I could see it. Yep.
I could totally see that
Absolutely,
happening.
Absolutely, I could see it. And what did we say yesterday? We were killing Golden Tate.
Crushing was in particular.
I pointed it out, too.
Nobody said that he sucks. He just hadn't had an impact yet.
Yeah, and we said, watch. He'll have a big game tonight.
And, of course, he did.
Yeah, that's exactly
Takes right. also predicted the Redskins were going to win last night and had them scoring 27.
I did that borderline as a bit at Glory Days Grill. I didn't fully 100% believe
right, but you know
the
what?
Pick.
Colt McCoy played four plays or something. I mean, it's hard to kill someone who predicted the Skins are going to win.
It's true.
I have no idea how the game
and look on the bright
out.
Side. Adrian Peterson showed with all the debate about whether he lost a step or not, he showed
anything.
That he still got it.
He hadn't lost anything.
He's making so much money for himself for next season.
He's averaging 4.5 yards per carry. I mean, the poor guy's having a jump cut behind the line of scrimmage every play.
Definitely lost my teaser, by the way.
Oh, yes, you did.
Salty.
And by the way,
that.
could you have more penalties? Although the Greg Stroman pass or roughing the passer was a complete joke.
That was weak.
I mean, these referees are idiots. That's a complete joke. But could you have more penalties?
No, they just shoot themselves in the foot. But the defense is sort of inexplicable. No one really has an explanation for it. I don't get it. They really have fallen off. The whole win and ugly thing, no one liked it, but at least that was something that you could count on. And now you just can count on getting boat raced. I mean, the time of possession, the first down margin difference. I mean, did you guys actually look at those numbers?
Oh, yeah, 28-10.
28-10 is
first
crazy.
28-10.
The time of possession difference at one point, I think it was like 29 minutes to 13 or something. I mean, it was just crazy. It's just, It's just unbelievable. You just can't win in this league. And, you know, I've defended Jay all these years. I like him. He's a nice guy. But I'm out of the business of defending him. You do whatever you want. You fire him today.
Hey,
fire him in a year. I don't care.
Why? And I had the volume down. Why did the Eagles go
39-20
go for two when they would have been up eight?
Not sure. You know what else I'm not sure about? And I'll give an assist to Rom. Last night.
To put it, make it a two-possession game.
Why did the Redskins...
Well, you usually go for two if you...
I know, just because they
If you're going to go up eight.
It's on a silly chart.
But who goes for two to go up nine?
I don't know.
I just made it a two-possession game. I didn't think
they
it was that bad.
They just feel confident in their two-point
conversion. I would have done it.
The analytics
how many teams would do that?
No, but the analytics say if you go for two on every time, and I know that they didn't, you're better off.
Just because the extra points are dicey?
I don't know.
The numbers are in your favor.
Because you're going to make 50% of them.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe greater than 50%. But Rom actually gave me a call last night, and I was up late last night. Well, I thought he made a good point. Why do the Redskins punt with 3 minutes left and you're down by 15?
Just waved the white flag.
Because it was over.
No, it's not going
to,
yeah.
He just want to lose by less.
He wants to get back on the plane.
He wants to get back to D.C. as quickly as possible.
That was a quit.
Because he knows that Sanchez is not going to lead the boys back from 15.
That was just a quit.
With 3 minutes left.
Did they have less?
They could have had 300 minutes left and he couldn't have brought them back.
Did they have less than 40 yards in the second half?
36, I believe.
Think about that.
36 yards. Well, it's
Mark Sanchez.
First string quarterback.
I'm going to say this. To defend Sanchez, I knew he'd throw the interception. I thought he'd throw two because that's his career.
Because you knew that was coming.
But what's his career? But he fought his ass off. Today's not the day to poop on him.
He tried his ass off.
He made some nice throws.
He was competing.
2 years.
He was competing his ass off.
There's a reason he's a third string quarterback and was looking for work.
The problems were they didn't lose because of Mark Sanchez. They lost because they couldn't make a stop. And, you know, the offensive line is just tattered. I mean, they're going to be going on their third string guards. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened in the offensive line.
Right. But what's happened with the offense makes sense. To me, what makes no sense is what happened to that defense. I think we were all buying into an extent. I don't know that we all thought that they would stay number two or number three in the league in terms
like
of yards. Top
10, maybe.
They're trending towards the bottom third again.
Yeah.
Entering yesterday, they were 17th in the league. And after game seven, they're one
because
of the top
defenses. Because an NFL season is not a short sprint. It's a marathon, and at the end of the marathon, your record is going to show you how good or bad you are.
There could be...
And there was question marks all year long with that team.
There could be a scapegoat today. I wouldn't be surprised. It could be a Greg Minuski. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because you've seen some coaches get fired here in the last couple
Jay
weeks.
Jay will probably survive, and then who knows what will happen in the offseason. But I wouldn't be surprised if they made a change at D coordinator, because there's just... You know, you can't stop.
Greg Minubski.
It's just, they've been awful.
They've drafted talent, and for the most part, they've been healthy.
They've been pretty healthy.
I understand Quentin Dunbar didn't start yesterday, and they didn't have Matt Ioannidis, but they've been a pretty healthy unit. 800-636-1067, your reaction to the Redskins losing their fourth game in their last five. They've fallen to 6-6. If there are any optimists out there, they would say, well, they're just a half game back of the wild card and a game back in the division.
It's impossible.
How could there be an optimist
Redskins
out there?
Optimists out there after what transpired last night.
I still don't
think
our opponents are any good down the stretch.
No, they're mediocre at best.
They're not.
Yeah.
Some of them are awful.
But you don't have to be any good to beat this team.
I'm going to still be optimistic each game-ish. You know, I'm still going to root and hope. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just say it's over, we're guaranteed 6-10. I don't blame you for thinking that. But I'm still going to have hope because of our opponents.
I think they'll win one. winnable games.
I think we can win two.
But I just think, regardless of what happened to quarterback, like even if Alex Smith was still the quarterback right now, I would have them losing three of the last four because the defense can't stop anybody.
Yeah, I think they might have to make a change today.
And the offense stinks. So the offense wasn't good with Alex.
Yeah,
we saw a slight uptick with Colt. Very small sample size, but he threw three picks. So my expectations on the offense, this is why I predicted. I predicted 31-13 yesterday, and that was with Colt McCoy quarterback. I just don't think the Redskins are able to compete.
Winner. You're a big winner.
Going into the season, I thought it was a 5-11 or 6-10 team. That might turn out to be true.
Bet the unders in the remaining Redskins games. Yeah. And I know Vegas will adjust, of course.
And then, look, in the next month, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about this, but the conversation is going to be, well, what do you do? Do you move on it, coach? What do you do in the draft?
Well, you have to draft a quarterback.
Right.
In the first three rounds, you must draft a quarterback.
That doesn't fix the defense.
Let's say you got a shot at it.
That doesn't fix the offensive
line. They say the quarterback class this year is not that great, but do you draft like Haskins if he comes out?
which supposedly is coming out.
Well, I would think Haskins is going to go away before
you either draft quarterback or
top 10,
or you have to dip your toe in the free agent pool, and you can't spend big because you've got the specter of the Alex Smith contract hanging over this team.
But the positive is maybe somehow Haskins drops, because the teams that are going to be at the top of the draft, most of them drafted quarterbacks this past year.
They'll
so
move
the teams
up.
Really
teams will
like
move up.
San Francisco drafted, you know, I mean, they have a quarterback.
Yeah, but there'll
the
be a team
draft,
that really needs
Arizona
a quarterback, and they'll
somebody.
Be desperate, and they'll move up. That's exactly what will happen.
Right. Teams will trade up just like we traded.
I mean, if the Skins want to trade up to get them, that's one thing. But
I think we're out of the business of trading up.
Yeah.
Quarterback, coach, and then, look, the defense isn't good enough, and they keep drafting defensive players.
I think it's time for a total house cleaning.
The linebackers, the middle linebackers, they're just Mason Foster. He's overmatched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was pretty good last year. I don't know what happened to him, but,
and he's supposed to be one of your better linebackers.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And last night we talked about one of the weak links for the Eagles.
Last night. Yeah,
we talked about the weak link for the Eagles. That Carson Wentz was getting sacked all the time?
He was 20th.
Zero sacks.
They were 20th. They had the one sack. It was called back. But they were 20th in the league in sacks allowed.
Right.
We got to him one.
They were
time.
On a bullet no train to allow 50 sacks.
He could do whatever
line.
He wanted. Zach Ertz was open all day.
Yeah.
I mean,
Zach Ertz was the only guy. Like, at least lose to someone else. I really couldn't do that.
All right. We'll take your calls next. 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Redskins losing their fourth in five games. And, of course, losing another starting quarterback. Mark Sanchez is now the starting quarterback of your Washington Redskins.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Once again, the Titanic has set sail for the Washington Redskins. They're down to a third-string quarterback in Mark Sanchez, who was signed off the streets just a couple weeks ago. He was talking last night about how he was just watching games with his buddies a few weeks ago.
He's probably like Buffalo Wild Wings.
He was talking about the two-minute drill, which actually he executed fairly well, led them on a drive which resulted in a field goal at the end of the first half. And he said, yeah, I was watching the games with my buddies a couple weeks ago, and they kept saying, why don't teams move the ball like this throughout a game, and they can move it in the two-minute drill?
I made a mistake.
And he said, I told my buddies it's not that easy.
You would have been at Glory Days Grill, of course. Not.
Yes.
Of course, when we were broadcasting last night. That was just a faux pas.
All right, a bunch of people want to chime in. You can go in many directions. I'm sure people want to talk about Gruden. People want to talk about the quarterback.
I could see a coaching change.
How about a Bruce Allen change? See, remember what you said about Grunfeld?
Happen.
Yeah. I totally agree. Nobody is going to stand
no
on the mountaintop
Bruce.
And defend.
You won't get one Bruce
Nobody's
going to
defend Bruce. But it comes to a point where you would hope that the owner would go. And he continues to embarrass
himself. He's Dan Snyder's henchman. He's not going anywhere.
No, you're right.
For some reason, Dan thinks he needs him for the new stadium. For some reason. I don't know why. Any idiot could.
Well, I think there's a slight possibility that the house is completely clean.
Well, maybe Bruce can stay on the business side, but you got to bring in more personnel guys. You got to bring in personnel guys who are going to make sound decisions. You can't have Bruce running the show. Yeah. The only people that can affect that are the Redskins fans. If you want a house clean and you want Bruce gone, you can't go to the game.
They've largely stopped. But you're going to always have,
still have
some
enough.
Diehards.
You still have
there.
Enough. Yeah, there's still people there. If that stadium was completely empty, there wasn't one guy there, then maybe Snyder makes a move. But we know that the Redskins fans will still go to the game.
It'd be like Valdez going and watching Tiger a few years ago during the tournament after the derecho.
I don't want to organize a boycott because I like La Famina and Ziff. And
I like them too, but you know what? Their job's harder because of what's happening with ownership.
Their job, they have some of the
toughest jobs in the country.
But I don't want to make it
harder for them. Yeah. I don't want to make it harder for them. They're nice guys.
They are great guys.
I mean, I'm sure they're handsomely compensated for what they're doing. They have tough jobs. They just do.
Anyway, it's a frustrating day. I feel for all Redskins fans. It's I don't know. I'm kind of speechless, to be honest with you. It's just another season down the drain, another Monday night, another national TV disgrace, another year riddled with injuries, another game where Jay Gruden just looks completely befuddled and detached from the outcome. I've never seen a coach look less in control in my lifetime.
Yeah, he's not fiery. He's
just, I think O'Connell called the plays.
Yeah, he did.
Once Sanchez came in.
He did. And that could explain it a little bit. But he looks that way every week. And as soon as it goes south, Jay just, he has his arms folded and he just has this dumb look on his face.
Look, I said last year
like
I wouldn't have brought him
back. He has no idea how to change it.
And I understand you guys have been more defenders of Jay Gruden, and I understand there is context and there are injuries and he's down to a third string quarterback, but I just look at the entire body of work. He's been mediocre throughout 5 years. Sure, the last 2 years, the injuries have been devastating. But what about the first 3 years?
Look, I'm not dying. This guy is not dying on Mount Gruden.
No.
That is a battle I will leave to others.
No, I'm over that.
I'll hand my arms over to somebody else, and you can go fight that
battle.
You
can do whatever you want with Jay. I don't give a crap. Let's go.
Although, if you and I were coaching, and we were down to Mark Sanchez, who we just signed 20 minutes ago, I mean, I'd probably just do this.
Yeah, but they didn't lose last night because
of
Sanchez.
If I were Jay Gruden and I see Sanchez.
They weren't going to win because of Sanchez. How about that?
Well, if they could have kept it close, maybe. I don't know. I don't think. Sanchez wasn't the problem last night. The problem was the defense.
No, it was the defense, but it was also the fact that the offense wasn't going to score points once you got a third-string quarterback in there.
I mean, their running back showed he's still got 25-year-old legs, rushed for 90 yards, the longest run in Redskin history. And then they can't get him a yard, basically, after that.
If I were Gruden,
Philly just said, I dare Mark Sanchez to beat us.
At halftime, I would have had a Gatorade bottle filled with vodka and tonic, and I would have been swinging at that during the second half. Because I just know that there's no hope that we're going to win this game. At least I'm going to have a good time coaching it.
Right.
I'm going to be slugging back drinks during the game.
They're going to have to do something to show, like, to have a reason to believe. And I think they're going to have to sacrifice somebody. And maybe it's Minuski.
Could be.
It's been a catastrophic fall from the Alabama wall to JP showing the stats in the last 5 games or so where they're ranked 31st in the NFL. I mean, what the hell happened? It's not like they're riddled with
injuries. Or maybe
injuries.
They're resigned to the fact that, look, this is a lost season and we're going to ride it out for
the next four. I think you have to make a move. You got to make a move.
What's the end goal of that move?
End goal is to change something. They got to change something.
Yeah,
the season's still on. Listen, I'm going to look at it from, you guys can all say, and I understand it, I'm not going to bet on them, but there's still 4 games left. If they won their last 4 games, they're still in this. They're still mathematically in it. You can't just tank. You got to try to win football games. Otherwise, you just lose the public faith, the public trust. You have to try to win.
They probably lost that already. Probably lost that when
that's been
Alex
eroded.
Went down.
Well, they have to try to win the game. They can't just wave the white flag. I know that's what
fans
do.
Well, they are going to try.
Well, they got to change something up.
But I think it's out of their control.
Doing the same thing every week is just not going to help. The defense is showing no signs of improvement. In fact, they're getting worse.
Let's go to the phones. Yeah. Bunch of people want to weigh in. What do you do? 6-6. Actually, just a half game back of the wild card.
I would fire Greg Minuski. That's what I would do today. And I'm sorry. I don't like to fire people. But I would fire Greg Minuski and try to change something.
You could do that
just for the
sake of change, but it's not going to matter.
For the sake of change, maybe a more aggressive guy, something. Let's go to Daryl in D.C. Daryl, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Daryl.
What's up?
This is nepotism and incompetency at its finest. I mean, you sit up there, you keep hiring your boys. Because, I get what the world is built on. It's built on relationships. We get that. However, when you're a rookie head coach, you got to always get the best man for the position because you're still learning the position yourself, which he's never done. You can't fire the defensive coordinator. You already went through two. You have no playoff wins. Josh Daniels, heck, he won a playoff at Pittsburgh with Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. The Vikings won with their third-string quarterback. I mean,
You could fire Gruden too. I don't care. But just right now, today,
no,
I
leave
would
it
fire
like
Minuski
nope.
today. And then I'd fire everybody
nope,
else.
Nope, I wouldn't allow him to. Just like they like to step in sometimes and stop him from doing it, I wouldn't allow him to. Nope. If I'm Dan Snyder,
why?
You got to stop being. You got to stop being the guy that works for Chick-fil-A. Stop being a cow. Stop
why?
Letting these guys
why would you not let him fire Minuski?
Because I already let you fire two other defensive coordinators. At some point, the blame has to fall on you.
But it'll fall
on
him at the end
of the year.
I think it'll fall on him at the end of the year. I think it'll
fall on
Jay.
Yeah, no, you keep everybody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it matters either way.
It probably doesn't, but I would do it
symbolically. I mean, if you're going to fire Minuski, I mean, whoever comes in there, who's going to call plays?
Don't know.
Torian Gray.
Anybody. I don't know. Anybody. You.
They're still
anybody. They need a different look.
You just want to blame someone.
No, but schemes.
You just want to fire someone to blame someone.
Schemes can change. Yeah, otherwise, then you'd say coaches are irrelevant.
Schemes matter.
Yeah, but I can't imagine the scheme's going to change that much.
Look, I don't know.
They're not that good. They're secondary and good.
I don't know how much a scheme and how much is just the players are subpar.
Can't stop the run.
Because I think the linebackers are getting exposed week in and week out.
Linebackers aren't good either.
I'm at NBC Sports watching last night, surrounded by a bunch of ex-players. Brian Mitchell, Trevor Maddich, Sean Springs was there, Santana Moss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say particulars, but they often talk about schemes and how the Redskins apparently are not in the right schemes. I'm not sophisticated enough to know it.
Yeah, I would donk
them off.
There
are coaches that will approach things differently.
Jason, maybe your guy Tom Sula would be elevated.
Oh, okay,
in
whatever.
That instance. I don't know. I don't know.
Bottom
if that
line
would
is
help.
They're still going to suck.
It's got, I just think someone has to be a fall guy. You have to give the public a reason to have some hope.
Now, if you're going to say
things might change,
if you're going to okay, that's a little different.
That's what it is.
That's different.
You got to give you a reason for hope.
But if you're firing guy to replace him with a guy you think is going to do a better job and their defense is going to get better, I don't believe that.
I think it
could
happen.
But
they
might, like for example, this is very small and this is very basic, but you might change from Minuski to Tom Sula, and Tom Sula decides to blitz more. It may not work. It could actually, I don't think it could backfire at this point. Like I said, last five games, they're giving up 430.4 yards per game.
Right.
Yep.
There's only one team worse than that throughout the season, and that's the Bengals, who give up 434 per game.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to continue.
Give them another week.
Right. And they're giving up basically 25 points a game, and that's including the Tampa game where they only gave up three. They should have given up 30 in that game.
At least Jay has the injury excuse. Minuski and the defensive guys don't have that. I mean, there have been a few injuries, but not catastrophic the way it's been on offense. Let's go to Curtis in Beltsville. Curtis, what's up?
What's up, man? I don't think they have an excuse. Jay don't have no excuse either, because look at these other teams. They bring in other players. They do good. I think they need to they need to get E.J. Emmanuel, bring a little spark to that offensive quarterback that can move around and got a good arm, and let the defense, those Alabama boys, freelance, still bring them in and take them out. And I have a strong feeling about Floyd. Why they don't use Floyd more? They have a good player to come in and try to do things, but then they take the player out.
So
go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, your plan is to bring in a guy that nobody else wants at quarterback. And
yes.
Then let the defense just do whatever they want, and that's going to solve all the problems.
And by the way, I don't think that E.J. Emmanuel was known for running.
I don't think it's going to solve the problem, but with bringing a little spark on offense, E.J. Emmanuel come in. But the Alabama boys, you got defense coordinators calling them what to do. Let this guy bring in what they did in Alabama. It probably helped them, because I think the Redskins can win these last four games. I really
There's
do.
There's your optimist right there.
I'm kind of with you in the fact that the opponents are not daunting.
Well, thank you, Curtis.
The opponents are not daunting.
Any team that brings in a third-string quarterback is going to lose the majority of their games. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's Sanchez or whoever they bring in here. You're not going to win games with a third-string quarterback. I don't care how great your defense is.
I don't care
what the rest
playing.
Of your team looks
it's a,
like.
It's a good point, Cakes. Yeah.
He brought up, though, the Alabama players and whether or not they freelance or not. There was a point in the season where we were really hyping up how much of an impact Ron Payne and Jonathan Allen were having. That seems like years ago at this point. Because the last 5 weeks, they'll make a play here or there, but their impact has really come down.
Let's go to Stanley and Arlington.
They haven't called their name much. Little surprised.
I'm just going to assume they're just not getting help. Stanley, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
What's
okay.
up?
Hey, not too much. I agree with my man who said that he the only Redskins fan in the building.
Yeah.
It's time to clean house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time to clean house. I mean, how long are you going to let Gruden just make us look like trash?
Yeah.
And the calling card for Gruden was,
great
and
guy,
I kind of bought into it, the calling card for Gruden was, his offenses always are a top half of the league offense. And we thought, and we were all wrong, that Alex Smith coming in, there wouldn't be that much of a drop-off from Kirk Cousins. We saw it was a tremendous drop-off. Mm-hmm. And I understand now he can use the excuse, I'm down to my third-string quarterback. But the offense has been putrid all season long.
But when you say clean house, are you just cleaning house with the coaching staff, or are you cleaning house with personnel? I mean, you're getting rid of Doug Williams. You know, who are you cleaning house with? Who do you want to get rid of?
You can get rid of any of them.
Because you know Bruce isn't going anywhere.
Right. Bruce will stay until they get the stadium, and then he'll probably turn his back on him.
Mm-hmm.
But you could get rid of any of them. There would be no public outcry.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah,
but Snyder doesn't have the balls.
He's just a dummy.
He doesn't have the balls. That's what it is.
Yeah, I've never seen a luckier dummy in my life.
I had to apologize to my daughter last night.
Yeah.
She sent me a text, and it was like a really sad text about the Redskins. I felt great. She goes to NYU, asked for $100 so she'd get the NFL package on a student rate and watch every game. And she's like, just another terrible Redskins season. What happened? She's never seen success from his team except for an occasional fake flurry of RG3 or a 9-7 playoff run.
She's seen a few glimpses.
Or Todd Collins leads them to the playoffs. They've never been a championship contender.
No. Never. Not even close.
In 18 years, and it's longer than that because it's basically as long as we've been doing the show. In 1999... Norv took him to the playoffs.
Well, frankly, I feel
once with Shanny and once now with Gruden.
I feel worse for guys like me who have been lifelong fans, and we've been in the mountaintop, and I've seen a storied franchise, a legendary franchise, turn to poop.
But at least you saw the mountaintop. If you're born into it. Actually, Grant was talking about this. Grant Paulson's 30. Mm-hmm. He said, I've had no success in 30 years.
He didn't know any better, though.
That's all he knows.
I know better. I know what it's like to win. Yeah, we were one of the two or three best teams in the 80s.
I was saying this last night. Imagine, think about how good it can be. Think about how good it can be. The Rams already clinched their division. They clinched the division with four games to go.
Yeah, they're doing it right.
You can be that good. The Redskins don't even sniff that.
We used to. 91, we were like that.
I just knew this was going to be 4 hours of just hammering
misery.
The organization.
This show is misery.
Yeah, but
and drudgery.
These just aren't fun. I mean, they're fun. Back in the
this show is not fun.
Early 2000s.
I can vouch for
no,
this show
fun.
Today.
No,
it's more
not
fun.
It's not fun.
Fun
to
it's
do
more
this.
Fun if they had won five in a row.
Yes, I agree.
Well, of course,
I agree.
Of course,
well,
it is.
This is the kind of show. If this continues, we won't be on the air much longer. I promise you that. I promise you that. If this continues, we won't be on the air much longer.
Thanks, Redskins. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. You're affecting my bottom line.
It's actually a guarantee we won't be on the air that much longer if this continues.
But the people that think that we love this type of result and love to talk about it, you couldn't be more mistaken because this leads to apathy.
Yeah.
You can see it in the stands, and apathy means less people are going to tune in.
The clock is ticking on the Redskins,
you know,
and it's ticking on this show.
They want to talk about it.
Right now, but that dissipates. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to talk about this dumb team. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, talking about the Redskins' latest Monday Night Football loss. 5-23 now on Monday Night Football, going all the way back to 1998. 2-15 in your last 17 games.
I'm not going to make any wacky bets about never picking the Skins again in prime time. That's burned me before. I'm not going down that road again.
Beyond the fact that they're losing on Monday night. Now they have Mark Sanchez is their starting quarterback. They'll bring in probably the same group of guys one would expect, which included T.J. Yates.
Yeah, get T.J. Yates on speed dial.
Kellen Clemens and E.J. Manuel and Josh Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I said this last night, and I came to, and I know it's not going to happen, It's not possible. I would be for bringing in Colin Kaepernick and starting him next week, because you're not going to get anywhere with Mark Sanchez. I'd love to see, it'd be fun, a look-see. Look, the Ravens kind of did a radical thing where they went from a drop-back quarterback in Joe Flacco, and they've become a completely different team, running the football with Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what Lamar Jackson has done throwing the football. It's Lamar less than
Jackson's
200
been
yards
playing.
A game. Understood. Colin Kaepernick supposedly has been working out,
you know,
according to Mike
Florio,
has supposedly been working out 6 days a week, 5 hours a day.
You know that clamoring for Kaepernick is no different than clamoring for the firing of Bruce Allen. Cap has been blackballed. He's not going to play here. I don't even know if he really wants
to play
anywhere.
I'm just
saying, as a fan, that's what I would want to see.
Okay, it ain't going to happen. I'd like to see Bruce Allen fired. I'd actually like to see him lit on fire.
I think it could happen because Vinny Serrato was Snyder's boy too, and eventually,
yeah, I don't see it happening midseason. I don't see it happening.
Vinny got a lot of rope, but eventually he moved on from Vinny Serrato.
I would be shocked.
They need
to
do something today to give at least the image of trying to stop the bleeding. They have to do something today.
Was asked about the Reuben Foster decision yesterday, and said, what would justify the bad PR hit you've taken and will take from Reuben Foster? And his answer was, I don't know. I don't know.
That was his quote.
That was a good answer, because the real answer is winning, but,
right.
But at least he had the wherewithal to know not to say that. All right, let's go to Eddie in Centerville, trying to go in order here. Eddie, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Man, I'm a little iffy about the Redskins going on for the next four games, but I tell you what, that defense, they held it together for me. It was, besides Mason Foster playing like he was being damaged by every lineman, and Preston Smith missing a few tackles here and there, and Stroman missing a few tackles here and there. It was an overall good defensive.
I don't know how you can say that. They had 28 first downs. They had the ball for 40 minutes.
They only put up three touchdowns on them.
Well, that's because Wentz threw a pick, and they also went for it on fourth and one.
Yeah, I mean, they racked up 436 yards. They scored 28 points. They had 28 first
downs.
And
you weren't watching the same game that every other football fan was.
They had the ball for two-thirds of the game.
But listen, but the offense could have done something if it was a starting quarterback.
The offense sucked, too.
Maybe.
The offense sucked, too.
But last night, the defense had to step up.
But Peterson had 95 yards. They stopped going to him. That, I don't know why. Craig Kaufman asked the question to Jay Gruden last night. He said, I don't know why he stopped going to him. So if you want to fire somebody, EB, if you want to fire Jay Gruden, go right ahead. But
I'd fire Minuski first, and then I'd fire Jay at the end of the year.
Eddie, you have good points about the offense, yes, but the defense did not play well.
I think
Jay's
answer also is pretty true. When they got, like, in the second half, they got it back in that, like, first and whatever it was. First and 10 from, like, their own 2-yard line. They almost gave up a sack. And then they just were trying, you know, for dear life to get out of their own end zone. And then, you know, they're just chasing.
By the way,
just chasing at that
the
point.
The wackadoo end-around play to Jamison Crowder.
Stupid. What was that?
Take that play Stupid. Out of the playbook, crinkle it up like this, and throw it off to the side and
they're
never
trying to
run it ever again.
I didn't.
That was a full-on goat rodeo,
that
play.
Well, when you don't have interior linemen that can block. And then they had the play where Jordan Reed threw a better ball than Sanchez, but Trent Williams couldn't make the block.
But why would you even play with Sanchez in there?
Yeah. He's
been there for 2 weeks.
And also with Crowder. Crowder hadn't played in a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just dumb.
Of course it was a dumb call. Of course.
But you know who that was?
Plays
that was Kevin O'Connell calling it.
I mean, watching it again, Vernon almost runs over Mark Sanchez.
They had no idea what was going on.
Peterson almost runs into Crowder. I mean,
what do they think? They're freaking
Oklahoma? And the initial blocking on the line is horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Just to respond to that caller who was 100% wrong on the defense, they gave up 436 yards. When you give up 436 yards, you have very little chance to win in the league. 436 yards, if you gave that up every game, that would be dead last in the NFL.
Yeah, the defense, he wasn't watching the game.
Yeah,
I don't know what he was
they're
watching.
They're trending to being one of the bottom 5 or 6 defenses in the league by the end of the season.
Defense
if they keep up at
defense
this pace.
Was bad
and after
night.
7 games... After that 3-game winning streak, they were one of the better defenses in the league statistically.
Right. That's why I would make a change. I would make an in-season change. Let's go to Chris, D.C. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
man, I just want to say three things, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, the Colin Kaepernick thing, if we did able to come in and bring him in and just give him a trial, that can actually change our whole image thing about the Reuben Foster thing. Two, you name me one pass rusher that we have. And don't say Ryan Kerrigan because he's not even top 15 at best. And number three, you got to tell me that you can't put Greg Manowski on like the scapegoat. Jay Gruden at the best right now has no play calling skills at all. You can look at it with Andy Dalton.
You could fire him too. I'm just trying to think of what you can do right now. Just trying to think of what you can do right now.
You can't put it on Greg Manowski.
Like, what it is, what it is. He's in charge of it. The Panthers just fired Brady Hoke and another one of their defensive guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens all the time. When things go bad, sometimes guys have to be scapegoats.
I won't hate on the move if they do it. I just don't think that it's going to change anything.
You just need it for perception, if nothing else.
Is anybody here going to argue on behalf of Jay Gruden to return next season?
Not anymore.
No.
I'm over it.
Again, so I said that was the last straw. It's not his fault that Sanchez took over.
Look, he can't. Correct. It's not his fault that both of his quarterbacks broke their.
JP,
life isn't fair, man.
JP, I never argued. Yeah, but I never argued that he shouldn't be fired because he deserves another chance. I just said that I didn't think that Snyder would fire him because of all the injuries that they had.
All right, that's a separate issue.
I could be wrong.
All along, I want to know what you would do.
I would clean house. Absolutely. But that would include all the personnel guys. And I know that's not going to happen.
I don't even know. Maybe they
agree with you wholeheartedly there.
Because Snyder has squirrel nuts.
Let's go to Brad in Stafford. Brad, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junkie. So thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. I've been watching this team all my life. I'm 63 years of age. And the personnel that we have is not being utilized in the right way. And what I mean by that, if you look at our defense, we're running a 3-4 defense. Everybody else, the Giants, the Cowboys, run a 4-3. That's the problem. You don't have people that can cover people in the right positions that you need. And our coaches are too damn stupid to realize that. and it's frustrating.
But don't you understand the 3-4 defense? It is their base defense, but when you actually look at the snaps – the majority of the snaps, they're not in a 3-4 defense. So it's almost moot to say that they're playing a 3-4 defense.
I think they're having a combination.
One thing I don't understand is everybody knew that Zach Ertz, I mean, he had been doing it to everybody. So the defense is he's been doing it to everybody. He had 84 catches coming in the game. Now I think he's got 93 because I think he had 9 last night.
Correct.
But why not just double him and just take him out and let everybody else beat you? Let Golden Tate beat you. Let Alshon Jeffrey beat you. Let Josh Adams beat you. Why does it have to be Ertz when everybody knew that was their one big weapon? I just, you know, I'm not smart enough, so I don't know how to scheme defensively.
I
would have taken him out.
How wide open he was all the time. But you're right.
You always hear the cliche that you can take out one guy. You can take out any one guy.
Who'd they take out last night?
I don't know. Apparently we can't.
That applies to Bill Belichick. It doesn't apply to this defensive.
But you're right. If they would have doubled him, then Aguilar or Jeffrey.
No, it's a little bit more palatable.
Belichick did it on Sunday night against Adam Thielen. Now, I know he found the end zone, but other than that, he's pretty quiet. He took away their best option. He's the kind of guy that can do it. This Redskins staff can't do
that. Man, it's not like anybody else stepped up for Minnesota. Right. They couldn't do much after that.
All right, real quick, Chauncey, D.C. Chauncey, what's up? Quickly.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey.
I think Jay Gruden, man, he got to go, man. He's a soft coach. It all started in training camp. These guys don't hit in practice. He don't run these guys or anything. And the defense just looked trite. And those linebackers, I see why they got Ruben, because he would make them fire in that middle. And the safety they got from Green Bay, man, he out there playing basketball. I see him out there lining people up. And 36, ever since he caught them two picks, man, he just been trash. When he came and got all big and said he was the best safety in the league,
He's a big talker.
He like to look good and sound good. Yeah. I know he look at a lot of videos and all that, but he's nothing. Everybody keeps saying they love Sean Taylor, but they ain't hitting nothing. Yeah. I ain't saying nothing from that defense. They got to get those linebackers out of there, man. Yeah. And they got to get Jay Gruden out of there. He's soft coach. He don't make these guys practice or anything. That's why they get injured every week, because they don't practice hard. Training camp, they don't run hard.
Some of that's out of his hands. They're only allowed to hit 10 times during the year.
Yeah.
I think any
NFL coach is kind of hamstrung when it comes to that.
Yeah. All right, 800-636-1067. We got our guy Craig Hoffman coming up next. I know he went to bed around 2 a.m. Hopefully he'll be awake.
Is C-Hall coming in?
We got D-Hall coming on at 8:20.
I think you're reading yesterday's.
Oh, that's not even today. So, all right, well, thanks.
Who's on the lineup? Because that was yesterday's outline.
You don't have Hoff? Seahawks?
No, Russell's coming on at 8.
Okay. Oh, Russell's coming on at 8. Okay, so we keep banging out your calls.
I don't think D. Hall is coming on back-to-back.
Okay.
He's a little tired.
636-1067. Bang out your calls if you feel like talking about this terrible team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.